Rabbi said today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. We're holding the Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amud. And we're going to say some things today which are going to be startling. That people say, really, is that the Pshat? Abba Zoh Yizis. The Mishnah begins with Oymer. Now it doesn't say Lichulin, it says Lachulin with a Pasach under the Lamed. That's going to be very, very important, Rabbi said. Or loy kosher, v'loy dochi, or loy tohar. In all of these cases, it will be osur. What the Mishnah is telling us is the famous rule of mechlalav ato shemeya hem, that we make an inference. When a person says, what's the normal way of making a neder? We started off our mesechta. You could either say, this apple is osur to me to eat. Or you can go and say, this apple should be usher upon me like a korban. And yesterday we said, don't say korban, because you might say korban Lashem. And then you might say Lashem without saying korban. So therefore the Chacham instituted the kinui of koinim. But we're not focusing on that. We're focusing now on being matfis benedir. That I say that this apple should be usher upon me like a korban. Now what happens if instead of saying that it should be usher like a korban, I say that it should be usher upon me like the negative of chulin. What's the negative of chulin? If it's not chulin, what is it? It's kochim, it's karbanos. Says our Mishnah, that also works. And therefore the word lachulin, explains the Ran, means as if you said loy chulin. You're saying lachulin, it's as if you said loy lachulin. If it's loy lachulin, it becomes kochim. And the same thing applies. If I say that this object, this apple should be osur upon me because loy kosher means that in fact it happens to be, not that it's treif chalila, but that it's osur. What type of isur? It's an isur that I was makdishit. V'loy dochi. Dochi is from the Lashon of, in Aramaic, the word dochi means tohar. So therefore he says loy dochi. This apple should not be tohar upon me, and therefore it should be tameh, meaning that it should be osur upon me. And the same thing what it says in the Mishnah, tohar says, the Rana means loy tohar. So in each case, we're taking the negative, and we're inferring from the negative the positive. Let's look at the first Shtikl Ran here in the new Mishnah, here in the right-hand margin. Zok the Ran, lachulin sha'oichaloch, lakosher ladochi. Notice that the Ran is not gorgeous like we have loy kosher. Loy dochi, but he has the same gears of la kosher la dochi. Kulu bepaschois halamid karin lo. Each time it's not mitashva lechulin, it's lachulin la kosher la dochi. Ah, umishum hachi oser the mishtami, because the word la chulin has the mashmois loy chulin ela carbon, and therefore loy kosher ela oser. Loi dochi, ela asur. Where do we find that the word dochi has something to do with the word tohar or mutter? The ashkan hachi gabi heter. Kinamrin in the mesechtes idios. Heyid yosef ben yezer al ayil kamtza. Ayil kamtza, I believe, is some sort of grasshopper. Shehu dochein. Dochein means that it's tohar, that it's permissible to eat. Ukronami ksiv called tzipor tohoira tichelu. The word tohira over here doesn't mean tohar in the sense of tumah v'tahara. It means in the sense of kashrus. Kaloimar kol tzipa tohira means kaloimar muteres. Hilkach ki omar. If the person says loy kosher v'loy dochi or la kosher v'la dochi, then it doesn't mean that it's kosher. Ela osur kamer. It comes to tell you that it's osur. Aha. So therefore, what the Mishnah is now mechadish is that instead of saying that this apple should be osur upon me like a carbon, the person could go and say that this apple should be osur upon me like non-chulin, like not kosher, like not tohar. What's not chulin? What's not kosher? What's not tohar? Something which is osur. Oh, so therefore it has the status as if I said that I make it like a carbon and it becomes osur. The only thing that's bothering the Ran is that we said at the beginning of our Masechta that it says in the Pasuk, Ish ki yidar neder l'Hashem, and therefore it's got to be, Ash yidar bedover ha-nodor, v'loi bedover ha-osur. Meaning, if I say that this apple is osur upon me like a korban, that is an effective neder. Because a korban, there's no such thing as an animal growing. naturally into a carbon, you have to be makdish it. You have to be noider and say this is a carbon. However, what happens if you have a piece of chazir and you say that this apple should be offered upon me like a piece of chazir? You are allowed to eat it. The neder is not chal because it's got to be a chiyidor bedover hanoder. So now, if I say the words loy kosher, loy dochi, or loy tohor, it shouldn't have a status of kosher. It shouldn't have a status of tohor, but it should have a status of something osur. So dover osur means a treif, a piece of meat. It means from a non-kosher animal. Who says it means dover hanodur? So that's the Ran's kasha. V'chiteima el osur mishum iser ka'amar, v'loy mishum neider. Maybe we're talking about that the loy kosher means it's not kosher. It's treif. It's osur. V'havle kimatfes v'dover osur v'loy mitzer. Says the Ran on the top of the hochi, keeping the ikal meimer hochi, the ikal meimer hochi. It's 50-50, because any time when you say something is osur, it could have many different interpretations. You can go and say this is osur because it's treif, because it's basar b'cholov, because it happens to be it was a nevela, and you can go and say because I was noider, I made it into a carbon. So you could say azoy mikenzong azay. I was leaving the chumra the kaimulon stam the dorim lahachmir when I have a shal the gabe neder, which I'm not sure. You got to be machmir.
That's like in the beginning. The first example in the Mishnah is lachulin to show that that's what you're talking about. That you're talking about a korban, not chulin.
That's lachulin is no shal. The question is only if a person goes and says this apple should be upon me osir like something which is loy kosher. So when I think something is not kosher, I think about it, I go into the supermarket and I go to the ham department, loy kosher. That's what's not kosher. But if a person makes a neder in something which is not kosher, then it's not a neder. It's got to be a chiyidor bedover hanodur. Says the Ran, you're right. However, since the word osur or loy kosher could be interpreted sai legabi isur, sai legabi nedarim, because once you say it's not kosher, and therefore what is it? It's osur. Why is it osur? It could be osur because it's naturally osur because it's a treif animal, a non-kosher animal. Or, of course, it could be osur because the person made a carbon. And therefore, that's why it's osur. Since it's a ikalamei mahachi, ikalamei mahachi, when it comes to the dorim, stam the dorim is lahachmir. Anyway, so therefore, that's now the first line of cases in our Mishnah, that each time you have to add not li, but la. Now, of course, this sounds a little bit strange, and it also sounds like it's really not negeya lahalacha, but it is negeya lahalacha. Where's the negeya lahalacha? So, in Tuf Kif Pei Beis in Shulchan Aruch, which is Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, it talks about the fact that on Rosh Hashanah we say certain tefillahs which we don't say throughout the whole year. One of those tefillahs is we say in Shaman Esra, Zachreino Lechayim or Lachayim. How do we say it? Zachreinu lichayim or lachayim? Zogt of Dain, the Taz and the Mugen Avraham, make sure to go and say bezachreinu lo yoimar lachayim el yoimar lichayim halamed b'shvo v'loy v'pasach. Why? V'loy nishtama loichayim. Because just like we said in our Mishnah, that if you're going to go and say lachulin, it means loichulin, but rather kodshim. If you're going to go and say Zachreinu lachayim, it's going to mean chas v'shalom, not for chayim, but for the reverse. We won't even say what the reverse is, chas v'shalom. So therefore, Zot Mugan Avraham, be careful! Go and say lichayim, and not lachayim. It's not only Mugan Avraham, it's also the Taz, and the Berehetiv, all to paskins like that, Ba'alucha, be careful. There's the Berehetiv, lichayim b'shvo, halamir v'loy b'pasach, t'mashma loichayim, ked isa b'nedorim, lachulim b'pasach, hava kemoy loichulim, ayin sham. So you see, this is even, halucha l'maisa, of course, it's not a problem because our sedurim are all gepintled, and all of them say zachrein lichayim. But that's all because of this gemara that we're learning now.
It's interesting because you would think that the reason why the difference to lichayim as opposed to lakorban is really just because it's not a tiktok thing. You say that's the way people speak, right?
Loshem bnei adam.
Loshem bnei adam.
Okay.
So who says that anytime you say lich, it always means the positive, so to speak, and la is the opposite?
I'm not sure where this comes from, but.
We have a similar thing that says Right, instead of Bishalom.
Bishalom.
Yeah, that's at the end of the Masechet Brachos we have.
They could have just said, right? They could have just said, Lech Lashalom.
Yeah.
Besides
Brachos,
which of the
Masechet is
that
like? And you have to ask Barry.
Barry, which
of
the Masechet
is that like?
Anyway,
Lishalom, Bishalom. Brachos, Nozir,
Yevamos, Krisis.
Yeah, that's the Gabi Bonoyach, Boinoyach. That's not the Gabi, they were Lech Lishalom, Bishalom. But very good try. Anyway, yes, everybody's doing beautifully. Anyway, so this is the first line of cases in our Mishnah, all with La. La chulin, la kosher, la dochi. Now the next word in the Mishnah says tohar, which on the surface sounds like if a person says that this apple should be upon me tohar, then it says osur. Well, why should that be osur? Tohar means that it's kosher. So you're going to tell me, well, maybe tohar means it's a carbon. But you just said now that dochi is identical to the word tohar, because dochi is just the Aramaic form of tohar. When did you create the isser? When you said loy dochi or la dochi. It's mashu that had you said dochi, then it would be mutter. So tohar, it should be mutter. Why does it say that it's osur? And therefore the Ram says that ein echanami, the proper girsa is either, it should say in the Mishnah, la tohar or loy tohar, or that the Mishnah just be soimech on the tins, everybody knows. The dochi and tohar are synonymous terms. When you say v'loi dochi, it means, and also v'loi tohar. He didn't repeat the word v'loi, but you understand that on your own. It's not necessary to repeat it. So therefore the Torah also goes together in that first set of the chulin, la kosher, la dochi, la tohar. As I learned it. Now we come to a second line of cases, and that is v'tamei noiser upigel. Meaning, I take my apple, and I say that this apple should be osur upon me, like a tamei dika carbon, like a noiser carbon, like a pigel carbon. Everybody knows the difference between noiser and pigel. Noiser means that you have a carbon which was left over beyond the zman of achila, which is a regular carbon is the yom v'layla. Shlomim ish ne yom v'layla echad. What happens if you didn't eat it within the proper time period and now you have leftovers? Those leftovers are called noiser, and there's an issachoris, you're not allowed to eat them. Same thing applies to pigel. Pigel is not talking about that it actually was leftover. We're talking about that the machshava at the time of the akrovis akarbin they had in mind to go and eat it chutz lemakoymai or chutz lizmanai. Both of those are osur. They're not exactly the same. Oynish, Barry will tell us that if it's chutz lizmanai you get kares, and if it's chutz lemakoymai
possible kares.
Possible, it's not only din of possible, the pigel doesn't have a din of kares. But both of them happen to be lemaisa osur. So therefore, if I say that this apple should be like tomei, like noiser or pigel, now I don't have to say the la noiser, la pigel. This is regular.
Much more direct.
Much more direct, exactly. You go hit it on the nose. This should be like tummy, like noiser and pigel. Therefore, automatically, it's osur. And then we have the third line of cases, which is with a chof. What's with a chof? We use words which on the surface are vague, and therefore to transform them from a vague term into an isser term, you have to add the chaf. And what are all these terms? Ki imra, ki dirim, ki eitzim, ki ishim, ki mizbeach, ki heichel, ki rushalayim, or nada biyachan mikol misham sham mizbeach, ava bishle hiskir karbon, harizeh nodar bekarbon. What our Mishnah is telling us is that since we started off the Masechta and we said that the ikr way of making a neder is either to go and say directly, this apple should be osur to me to eat, period. That's certainly a neder. Or he can go and say that this apple should be osur like a carbon. It's what we call being matfis becarbon, or being matfis bedover hanodur. All of these cases, our Mishnah tells us, by adding the chav, it has a status as if you said carbon. So for instance, ki imra. The word imra means tzemer. Tzemer, of course, means wool. But it also is referring to kvasim, because a keves, a shapsel, has tons of wool. And therefore, if you would just go and say that this apple is imra, then that would be nothing. But if you say it's ki imra, that means it's like a se, it's like kvasim, like sheep. And although sheep could, of course, be chulin sheep, and it could be kachim sheep. So the Ran says, like we said at the top of the Amid, ikalamei mahochi. Ikalamei mahochi, ozrin and lechumra, stam nidorim ar lihachmir. And therefore we say the ki imra is referring to karbonois. Kidirim, deer means a corral in which you're holding animals. There was a special deer in the Beis HaMikdash itself where they held animals, and they kept them there for 4 days before they brought them for kabbanas to be able to boidik every single day to make sure that they were not treifa. So that deer doesn't refer to the deer itself, the corral. It's referring to the animals, the kabbanas inside the corral. Or ke'etzim, we're not talking about regular trees, we're talking about the atzei marocha. Ki'ishim, we're referring to the flames or the carbon which is oil on the mizbeach. Ki'mizbeach, we're not referring to the mizbeach, but the karbonis of the mizbeach. Ki'heichel, we're talking about the karbonis in the heichel. Now the heichel typically didn't have karbonis, however they did have the haktoris haktoidis every day, and they had the occasional karbonis if you had a par helam dovishol tzibur, and you had of course every single Yom Kippur that you had karbonis. So therefore ki'heichel is referring to those karbonis. Ki'rushalayim is referring to the kabbanis that you bring in Yerushalayim in the base of Mikdash. When you're being noida be'echa mikom mishamshim mizbech, we're talking about not the mishamshim themselves, we're talking about the kabbanis that are brought through the mishamshim mizbech, like the mizrach, which was used to go and collect the blood to make zrika on the mizbech. So even though in each one of these cases the word carbon man dechar shemei, it was never mentioned, harizeh nodar bekar. So as a result now, we have three categories in the Mishnah. The first category was the la negative category, v'chla la v'tishmei ahen. The second category were those which were inherently osur, like tomei noisru pigel, and therefore I can be matvis directly and say this should be like ashtik noisru ashtik pigel. And then you have those other terms in the third category, which are kind of parv. It's not clear whether they're isur or heter, and therefore with the chof I attribute to them as if we're referring to karbanis. But it's got to be that you added the chof, because Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, and the Gemara is going to say that this Rabbi Yehuda is the same Tana that we had until now, because otherwise Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ho Oimer Yerushalayim. If he says this apple is Yerushalayim, it's Dvarim Betalim, Le'yam Aklum. If he says it should be Osir, Ke Yerushalayim, so that's what the previous Tana said. He said, Ki Yerushalayim. What's Rabbi Yehuda arguing? See, what is Taki going to say? Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing, but this is all one Tana. That Ki Imra, Ki Dirim, Ki Eitzim, Ki Yerushalayim, all of this is a good Neder, because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda that says, make sure to say it, Mitachov. Because if you say it, Unachov, you just say Yerushalayim. Or if you only say Imra, or only Dirim, or only Eitzim, Lo Yomar Klum. So what we just said now in the Mishnah, the Ran summarizes very, very nicely. So let's take a look at the Ran here on Yud Aleph Omid Aleph. It's a nice long Ran. We won't go through the whole thing, so don't be noivis or boisai. We're going to just start in the middle. Now where is this? At the very top of the Omid we have the four wide lines of the Ran. Now go down approximately 12 lines of the narrow lines. It's about 5 lines before the next wide lines. And you see in the middle of the line, it says, V'tana b'masnisin klastini tani. Does everybody have that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, it's about 17, 18 lines from the top of the Amid. V'tana b'masnisin, the Tana of our Mishnah, is telling us three dinim. Three dinim means three categories of terms. Reb David, we're learning now the Ran on Yud Aleph Amid Aleph, roughly 18 lines from the top of the Amud. Before you get to the new wide lines, where it says, V'tanam masisim klas dini toni. You heard this? Our Mishnah is telling us three categories of dinim. T'chol hei chashu mazkir shem. If we're saying a word that the normal connotation is that of something permissible, such as chulin, such as kosher, these terms are inherently good terms, and therefore tzarch shiyaski b'tchilase lamed bepasach, and then it becomes a mitzar. Why the machla lab ata shmeyahen v'hainu? Which terms are those that you have to add the la to turn it on its head v'nahapachu and make it from good to bad, or from davar hamutter to davar aser? Those four terms are lachulin, lakosher, ladochi, and latohar. That's the first category in our Mishnah. Now, the second category is v'chaleicha shemaskir shem shehu moire iser, that the word itself is moire, it's inherently, intrinsically aser. V'shayach bekotchim, kigoin, such as tomi pigam and noiser. These are, as we know, inherently terms which means iser. Don't add the lamed and make it la pigul la noiser. The other of that, that it's going to be just the opposite, because every time the lam makes it into a negative, so I'm going to say, this should be upon me like a la pigul, which means not pigul. If it's not pigul, that means it's kosher. If it's kosher, that means I'm allowed to eat it. So then it would be mutter and not awesome. In these cases, you don't have to say the chof like the third class of cases. All you have to go and say that this apple is upon me osir noiser pigle. I don't have to say kin noiser, kin pigle, noiser pigle without the chof. It's already enough. A filled Rabbi Yehuda, even a quote Rabbi Yehuda that says at the end of the Mishnah, you have to say Kiryu Yerushalayim. If you say Yerushalayim Liyom Maklum, here you don't have to say it. The Gemara Mukmi Lavasnis and Kiryu Yehuda Kula. The Mishnah, the Gemara is going to say that these lost cases all like Rabbi Yehuda, like we said before. Vafila Bahachi. Even so, Bahani Asa Beloy Chav. In this case, you don't need the Chav. Shekivin Sheshmoy Moira Asa Beloy Chav. Nami mitzvah kuli yalma. Not only Rabbi Yehuda, everybody would agree. You don't need the chof here. Because we know intrinsically the word tummy, noisa pigle, means it's asur. Aha. So now the Ran is a little bit troubled, because noisa pigle, of course, are terms which are only appropriate to kabbalists. But the word tummy can also refer to, for instance, truma. Truma tamei. And we know that truma is not a dover hanodur. Truma is a dover osir. Intrinsically, it's truma. So, ibazoi, the same kasha that we had before when we said la kosher, which means not kosher, but rather it's osir. So the isir could mean it's osir because it's chazir, because it's treif, or it could be osir because of the fact that it was a dover hanodur. I don't know. So the Ran said, ikalamei mahachi, ikalamei mahachi. Therefore we go, stam nedorim lahachbe. Brian, you wanted to ask something?
No.
Okay. Is Ava Gav de Matzin Lameimar? So again, says now the Ram, the same shikl. Tchiyomar Tomei, when he says that this item, this apple, is Tomei, so maybe, Atruma Kamachavin, the Shaykh Banami, Tumma Vetaharo, and the Trumanami, Havila Dover, Osur, and not a Dover Hanodur, Tchimatvis Ba, Loy Itzer, can bring me Gemara, if I'm gonna go and say instead of this apple being like carbon, this apple being like truma is a gunisht, because you have to be noider bedover hanoder ish ki yider neder lashem v'loy bedover asim. After lahachi says around like you said at the top, kiv neim ikalamei mahachi the kachik mechaben, and you can go and say ikalamei mahachi le truma kamechaben havleikistam nedarim and lahachme. So this was the second line of cases. And now we go to the final, the third line of cases in our Mishnah. V'hadatani ki imra, ki dirim, ki eitzim, v'chuli. Tehani kulu ein shman moira al shem isuran. The word imra or dirim or eitzim could easily mean chulin imra, a regular shepsel. Dirim, a regular corral. Eitzim, regular pieces of wood. Who says we're talking about kachim or kabanis? Shem hachi, amr of Yehuda, d'vay lemrimu b'chaft. The Eloi, if you leave out the Chav, loy mashma the Omer Osur. It's not mashma that it's Isur. Mash enkin the pig of the noiser. Kimin shishmon al shemi suran. How do you ka'oimer? It's as if he said, ki pigol ki noiser, and therefore I don't need the extra Chav. So that's how the Ran summarizes beautifully all three categories in our Mishnah. We have the La category, when we start off with words which are inherently mutter. To make them osur, I have to have not the Vav Hahipuch, but have to have the Lav, the Lamed Hamahapech, a Lamed Mit HaPasachel. That goes and turns it on its head and makes it, instead of Chulin, it makes it now into Kachim. Instead of Kosher, it makes it La Kosher into Isur. Then I have the second category of cases which are inherently osur, so such as Tomei Noiser and Pigel. There I don't have to have the La, and there I don't need the Chav. And I have the final cases where the words are Mash Mahachi, and therefore you have to have the Chav to make it a Shtempel that they were talking about Isurim and not talking about Dvarim Mahet. Yeah.
You mentioned in reading the Ran, you mentioned it has to be Noder B'Dover, and Noder B'Dover. Can you expand on this thought a little bit? It's a little vague.
The reason why it's vague is because we haven't had this in the Gemara, but we had this back in the Ran on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that if you go back to the Ran on Beis Amud Aleph, it should be the first wide line, Daf Sechmir. Jesus. Oh. If you go back to Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the first wide line, you see my taima de omakro. Go back 2-3 lines earlier. Go back Ikra Neder, 4 lines before the wide lines. Ikra Neder Ushim Adav is the Osra Lai. We're run on Beis Amud Aleph. We're 4 lines before the wide lines. Ikra Hanader, who? What's the Ikra Neder? In other words, before we get to Kinoi and to Yodais, what's the Ikra Neder? Shiyim Adav is the Osra Lai. That's fine. Ubein Shit Fisa Adavar Acher. Bein Shaloi Hit Fisa. Zeu Neder Ha Om Batayr. Ela the Hechad Hit Fisa. Hit Fisa means to go and attach it to a pre-existing Isser and to say, I want this to be Osser, like that other thing is Osser. But Inan Shat Fisa Ne Bedavar Ha Nodor. Falei Bedavar Osser. Ukermin Breish Perik Shvi Eshtayim Basra. My time. What's the reason why you got to be noider bedover hanodor? Because my time gave a crock. Yidor neder Hashem achi yidor bedover hanidor. Kloimar sheafel pishen neder chalk beloy hadfasa. You don't need this whole hadfasa business. You can just simply say that this apple is usher upon me to eat. Period. And that's already an effective neder. However, if you want to, you can. If instead of just saying it's osir upon me, I say this apple should be osir upon me like a korban, I didn't need to do that. But if I did it, like I already expanded and expounded in Mesechta Shavuos, like a korban. But if he says harikikas there olai kechazir or like truma or like something else which is osur, it would not be a neder because it has to be a chiyidor bedover hanodur v'loy bedover haosur. Exactly, but how did they become osur?
They became because they were a
korban. Because the derivative of a carbon. And that's the next few lines of the Ran, which we're going to skip. But now, just getting back to the Mishnah for a moment, and now we're going to do some short runs. You see, Ki'imra, 6-7 lines into the wide lines of the Ran. Ki'imra, which we had in the Mishnah, Ki'seshel korban, the stam de dorm lahachmir. Even though it could be seshel chulin, again, stam de dorm lahachmir. V'oit, and we can dog nochabshat, the mashrek yikaseh hayyidua koma. What means to say hayyidua? That every single day we bring esa keves or echa taase ba boiker. Vi esa keves a sheni taase bein or boiker. We're talking about the karm tamid every single day. Those are the yidua dikaseh that you bring every single day in the Beis Midrash. Two of them, one ba boiker, one bein or boiker. Kedirim, kikabonish bedirim. We don't mean the dirim itself. We mean the kabonis in the dirim. Why does it say dirim? It should just say dir. Some mafarshim say because there were two dirim. It's a very dear term that we're talking about. In the Beis Hamikdash, there was the dir of karbonis, and there was also the dir of eitzim. Both of them were corrals or some sort of enclosure. It's also called dir eitzim. The term dir eitzim is also used. Then it says vayta ki eitzim ki shnei gziri eitzim. We don't mean any wood that you find here on the street. We're talking about shnei gziri eitzim she oirich al gabim maroch every day v'ilakoyin eitzim ba boike. What means ki ishim ki shalheva shal eisha al mezbeach the flam fire. Others say the Kishim is referring to the Kabbanis themselves, Ishe Reyach Nichoyach Lashem, that the carbon itself has the status of Isha. Kirushalayim, Ki Kabbanis Yerushalayim. We don't mean the people walking around Yerushalayim. We don't mean the streets. We mean the Kabbanis of Yerushalayim. However, he says, Yerushalayim alone, Lemiklum Mishalayim Omar Ki Yerushalayim. Good, so we've now, Baruch Hashem, finished the Mishnah. Beautiful Ran, explaining so beautifully the three categories. On to the Gemara, Zokti Gemara, Savrua. So we assumed when we learned this Mishnah, my lachulin, loy lachulin lehevi, ela carbon. So you see that the Gemara already knew the Ran from before, that when it says lachulin, it means loy lachulin. It doesn't mean lichulin, lachulin. The interesting, in the back of the Gemara, the Rabbi Yankov Emdin says, I don't know why the Ran and all the Mefarshim insist and keep on saying la, la, la. He would think it's better to go and say it's with a komat lochulin instead of lachulin. And he gives a gun to Hezbra al pidiktuk why lochulin is better. But what would be an afkimina la locha? An afkimina would be that zachrena lachayim would be okay because it's only la which talks of mission. You can't say zachrena lochayim. You'd have to go and say, okay, and then the Rabbi Yankov Emdin in the back of the Gemara, he doesn't like about that they make a gun to fuss about la. He said, lachar, you should say la. And he said that would also be appropriate because in Aramaic we sometimes say lamed aleph, we say la. So therefore, Dibretay Kloshim Neyadam, he's saying now the Dharma Kloshim Neyadam, so therefore he means lochulin is loy lochulin. Okay, ayin shom. But getting back to Agimon, as the Gemara says, that since it says lachul, which means loy lachul only have it, ele korban, mani masnisin, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? L'choyre cannot go according to Ramey, because he Rameyer, lesli mechalal lav ato shemeya hen. Rameyer doesn't learn about this inference or derivative and say, it's got to be direct. How do I know? Did not. Rameyer oyme kol tanai, shene kanai b'nei god b'nei ruvein, ain't it tanai? What is this all about? As you know, it says the Gabi, when the Yidin was supposed to go up to Eretz Yisrael, then Bnei God, Bnei Reuven said, we want to stay Be'evra Nor. So then Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, that tonight Kofel, then him Yavru, if you're going to go in front of everybody, yes, you can get Yavru. Then Lo Yavru! Why do you have to go and say, Im Yavru, Lo Yavru? So this is a man that holds, because you cannot go and say, Mechal Lava to Shema Yehem. You have to repeat everything twice. You have to say both the positive and the negative. Ah. So since Rameyer holds that way, the Gemara assumes that this is not a special din Hilchas Tanoim, it's just a halacha generally, that any time a person says a negative, you cannot automatically infer the positive. So therefore, even though he said that this apple should be upon me, la chulin, or lo chulin, which means loy la chulin, so our Mishnah says it's awesome. Could Shemay? No. You can't make this lav after Shemay hand. You gotta say it directly. Indirect doesn't work.
Well,
so that's
when Kosher taken people to Shema.
Yeah.
Doesn't tell you how many times.
Yeah.
He says whatever you say once, and that's a negative.
You gotta be careful what you're saying.
I understand. So why do you have to have here, like you said?
But you have to have the legal terminology of a neder. If a person says incorrect terms, doesn't work. That's like any legal document, make sure you write it properly. If you use the wrong terms, it's not going to work.
So it's terminology that makes it.
Terminology is what's the determining factor here in this Gemara. So you have to make sure to say the positive and not say as a double negative to go and say, Loi lachulim, Ella, it should be for a card. So Rameyah doesn't subscribe to that. So therefore, our Mishnah cannot go according to Rameyah. Muzach Senem must go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rameyah and he holds that you can go and make an inference, mechlal lav ato shemeya hen. So therefore the top of the mission is going to Rabbi Yehuda. Eima sefer, Rabbi Yehuda, ima ima yishalayim, le ima klom. Mina sefer, Rabbi Yehuda, is reish rav Rabbi Yehudahi. It cannot be the same Mishnah as stam Mishnah as Rabbi Yehuda, and then Rabbi Yehuda at the end says, and by the way, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, and I'm arguing. Rabbi Yehuda, you're the one that's talking the whole time. What's going on over here? Everything more called Rabbi Yehuda. Be'emes, in the entire Mishnah from beginning to end, all this is Rabbi Yehuda. V'hachik tani. And at the end of the Mishnah, we have to add, not Allah or a chav, we have to add a shin. That when it says at the end, Rabbi Yehuda, share Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. You know why you have to add the chav each time? Ki imra, ki dirim, ki eitzim, ki rishalayim, share Rabbi Yehuda Aymer. Without the chav, loy amaklam. Share Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, ki rishalayim, limaklam. V'chi amar, ki rishalayim, Rabbi Yehuda, stop. So therefore, the entire Mishnah from beginning to end is all Rabbi Yehuda speaking. And Rabbi Yehuda is telling us the famous din of chalav ata shemei hen. When you say a negative, you can infer the positive. So when he says lachulin, which means loy lachulin, but rather what? Likarbon. Oh, likarbon. So therefore, it's a good, proper native. So our Mishnah can only go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Frank Dimoriat, you're telling me the whole Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Let me ask you a zaitig kasha. This kasha really doesn't address the ratio of the Mishnah, Meti Lachulin, this addresses this Ki Yerushalayim. When Rabbi Yehuda says Ki Yerushalayim, it becomes also a tiny Rabbi Yehuda Oime. The same Rabbi Yehuda says, Oime Ki Yerushalayim, Loi Omar Klom. When you say Ki Yerushalayim, it means nothing. Why does it mean nothing? Says the Ran, because maybe he's talking about the stones, the streets of Yerushalayim, that they're paved with stone, paved with cement. That's not a carbon. That's not a dover aser. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to walk on the streets. It's obviously a dover amutter. So therefore, when you say Kirushalayim, it's a goodish. It's nothing. Actually, either bedover hakarav Yerushalayim. If you go and say that this apple should be aser upon me, like carbonus, which are brought in Yerushalayim, oh, that's okay. You don't even need to add Yerushalayim. Just say like carbonus. But the point is that if you just say Yerushalayim, that's so vague, it could mean the eitz and babonim.
You can say, like we said earlier, the stam the dorm
lahachna. So that's the machloikas. So tomorrow, kul Rabbi Yehuda, you try to not leave the Rabbi Yehuda. The machloikas, if you're asking the stira Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a stira. They're two Rabbi Yehudas. The Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah Taka says, like Rabbi Yehuda says, when I have these types of shailas, stam the dorm lahachna. The other Rabbi Yehuda holds that the word Yerushalayim is sufficiently vague there are many more stones in Yerushalayim than there are kabbanas in Yerushalayim, especially today, unfortunately. Hopefully by this afternoon, Mitch will already bring the Tomei Shul Ben Abayim. Can you bring Tomei Shul Ben Abayim if you didn't bring Tomei Shul Shachar? Basically, he'll ask Barry, he'll tell you from encyclopedic knowledge of Mesechta Zvachim.
The first time in Torah mentioned it says with the Hey idea.
Yeah.
It has to be done first. Other than that, it can be even without one.
Not Machiv one another. Okay, so halavai we should talk a paskin that way today, because Tumish Shachar and Bisl Shpeit. Oh, be sure about a Drita Minyan. Okay, anyway, but Tumish Shul Ben Aboyim, we still got plenty of time.
The Chavitin of the Kohen.
Yeah, what about the Chavitin?
Yes, also two pieces in the morning.
Yeah, Machzis Shabbat, Machzis Shabbat. And also the Toidus is also. Okay, anyway, Rabbi Tzai.
You gotta control these people.
Can I know? Whenever you hear this La in the Kir, people start becoming a Gantz, to read it in submission. But anyway, so bottom line is, our Mishnah is cooler, Behudi, from beginning to end, Tak, and not like Rameh. Since it's Desant, the Mishnah begins Savrua, the Gemara begins Savrua. We thought, my Lechulin, that it doesn't go according to Rameyer. So therefore, normally when the Gemara starts that way, you would expect the Gemara to say, no, Mishkefel, it can go according to Rameyer after all, but the Gemara doesn't say that. So this is a rare case where the Gemara starts off Savrua or Solka Daitach, and that's in fact the Maskonim. The reason I point this out is because if you look at the first run in the Gemara, about 10 lines from the bottom, Savrua, Hai Savrua bit Maskana Namikoi. That's Takala Maisel Maskana, Urikavase Bereish Bavabasra. But this is not your daily occurrence in the Gemara. It's a rare occurrence that the Gemara should say, Savrua, we thought, and that Taka, that thought is a lasting thought. We're not going to change our thoughts. We're going to stay with it, that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda and not Rameh. Okay, so far this is Altvin Zir de Gishmak. Now on to the Amud Beis. The Amud Beis continues the same train of thought, talking about the La, but over here we have to concentrate a lot because we're going to do double negatives back and forth. It's going to be very, very interesting. Anyway, Zutimor Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Now the first cases of the Braisa are very simple. If a person says about my apple, this apple should be upon me, chulin, or hachulin, or kechulin. Now, of course, chulin you're allowed to eat. In fact, everything that we eat is chulin nowadays, right? No, we don't eat truma, we don't eat kachim. So therefore, it's mutter. If I say that this apple should be chulin, hachulin, kechulin, ben she'oichaloch, say if he says, this apple is upon me like chulin she'oichaloch, state in the price, it's mutter. The problem is the chulin hachulin ubein shaloi oichaloch. If he says this apple is chulin upon me that I will not eat it, so why does it say mutter? It should say osir, right? Because he's saying shaloi oichaloch. Oich shaloi oichaloch is very clear l'shoinis. I'm not going to eat it. So how can you go and say that it's mutter? So Tapran is bothered by that. Let's look at the Tapran. Tanya chulin hachulin kechulin ben she'oichaloch. Of course, this apple is chulin, I'm going to eat it. Gesundheit! It certainly is not going to become osir if I said it's chulin, I'm going to eat it. The question is, I should be medayik. In other words, he didn't say chulin loy oichaloch, but rather he said kechulin sheloy oichaloch. What means sheloy oichaloch? The extra shin is saying is that if this were to be chulin sheloy oichaloch, then I would not be able. What I am not eating should be chulin. Chulin ma sheloy oichaloch. What I'm not eating from you, I look, Reuven looks at Shimon and says, you see that apple that you own or that kiddush that you want to invite me to? That should be like chulin sheloy oichaloch. What I'm not eating from you should be like chulin. But what I am eating from you should be like a carbon and therefore should be osir. So I bazoi should be osir. Why did it say it's mutter? Zok Yimor, Kamino Lakarameya, the less than Mikhalaba Tishamehem. The Gemara is going to say, like, the Gemara is going to say in another two lines, that this Bryce is Ura Meiri. He doesn't hold the Mikhalaba Tishamehem. So even though he used the term Kechulin Sheloi Oichaloch, which would mean that I don't eat from you should be chulin, but that I do eat from you should not be chulin, but should be kachim. Is that mechal lava that shemay had? It should be also. Like Rabbi Yehuda, you're right, but this price it goes according to Rameir. Nochmo, ubishaloi oichalach nami. Second line from the top of the Ran. Nehid omalei ha-mashal oichalach lo yehei chulin. In other words, I'm making this diak. Since he's saying, kechulin shaloi oichalach. Izach mashma ha-mashal oichalach lo yehei chulin. But it should be kardashim and should be asur. You're right. But I'm eating like a mayor to lessen chalav at ha-shemeyah. That's why it's but. Okay, so far so good. Now the next case. Lachulin shaloichalach is asur. If he says something, lachulin, she'oichalach. In other words, that that I eat from you should not be chulin. So what should it be? It should be carbon. It should be kachim. That's why it's asr. Yeah, that works very nicely, but the problem is, in this Rameir, the Rameir doesn't hold of the lavat ashmehen. You're telling me, lachulin, she'oichalach. That that I eat from you should not be chulin. So what should it be? Should be karbonis. Asr. It's like asr. But that's good according to Yehuda. That doesn't stim loit Rameir. And therefore, if we look at the next Ran, the Ran says, L'choyre, this is impossible, this pshat. Zok the Ran, L'chulin sh'oichaloch osir, kach yagirse b'roi vanus chois, v'kasha tulech, v'shtay this nish. L'ma osir. The only reason will be osir, m'shemeh glalav, and shemeh hen, s'tzirich, l'ma isim bo, ul'rameh leslai, kut rameh skai tuch nish. So therefore, skip now 6-7 lines. L'fichach, you see about 8 lines further down, with a pintle, l'fichach, yesh mi sh'oimeh, t'loi gasin le'hoch ha'klav. Take out these 5-6 words, I'm a chai, I don't have a problem, it doesn't say these words. However, there's another pshat, v'chirim omu l'kayim agirsa, and this is going to be so beautiful, Rabbi Isai. What is this pshat? B'shem harav etzal. Not that we're goyres chulin mitavuv, we're goyres chalin gorsinan. What's mein chalin? Oh, give a kick. B'loi vav. U'mishem hochi mitzer de'bachalis toide k'omar. Oh! Can you imagine? We're not talking about chulin.
Take out a vav change.
You see that? It's the gewaldig, gewaldig. That's why I had to show it to you. Otherwise, mishprinktach m'dezeit azelcha. Rab and Aram, so beautiful. So getting back to Agumar now. So therefore, and now you don't say la anymore.
It's a price.
If you are like the Ravid, you can do it any day of the week. If you're not like the Ravid, you got to be very careful. But anyway, back to our Gemara. So Gemara says on the second line, don't make it any more la chulin, because that gears it doesn't work, says the Ravid, kasha tuva, therefore take it out. You want to leave it in. Now take out the vuv, and instead of la, make it le, and therefore it's going to be lich chalin she'oichalach. If I'm going to come over to you to eat kiddush in your house, everything that's going to be on the table should be upon me like chalis toida. Of course, the person who's making the kiddush probably thinks he's complimenting. Wow, I'm just giving regular bukalach and regular cake, and you're considering to be chalis toida. Oh, I thank you for the compliment. Without realizing what the guy's really saying is, I'm not going to eat from you, because all it is going to be like chalis toida.
But chalis toida are eaten by the Baal. I mean, it's
the Gemara is going to talk about that in the bottom. We're going to talk about that in Mitchum either still today or tomorrow.
The chalis toida, except for the four Jews to the Kohanim, the chalis toida are
eaten. What about Basa Zivchei Shlomim? You're allowed to eat Basa Shlomim?
No.
Basa Shlomim? Shlomim.
Yes.
Okay, so look at the Gemara. Go down to 6 lines before the end of the block. See, boy, Rami Bar Chomo, how you like Kibsar Zivchei Shlomim? La'achaz Rikas Doma Mahu.
It's a
Amun Balam. Ede Ka'amr Bahadein Lishna Beteira Kamatis. L'choyre it's a Beheter.
Right.
El, you're going to Mochas Bas Zivchei Shlomim, Mochas Deteira Gabe. You got two piles, you got the Shlomim and you got the Heter. V'omazekeze. Mike Ikrei, the Ikrei Kamatvis, is he talking about the Ursprung? The Ursprung means the origins. The origins means before the Zrika Saddam. When at that time were you allowed to eat the Basar Shlomim?
No.
Or Beteir Kamatvis, is he talking about now? Yeah, I know. Yesterday, or not yesterday, or it could be yesterday by Shlomim. Or it could be 5 minutes ago, an hour ago, before the Zrika Saddam was awesome. But now it's Mutter! That's the Gemara Shaila tomorrow, we're going to get to it. But now the same thing we got the Chalis Toida. Before you do the Zrika Saddam on the Toida, just like you're not allowed to eat from the Basar of the Toida, you're not allowed to eat from the chalis of the toida. So let's say we're talking about before the Zrika Saddam, then you don't have any shayla, and everybody would agree that it's asr. And therefore when he says that your kiddush tomorrow, it's beautiful, it's just like the chalis toida before the Zrika Saddam in the base Hamikdash. The guy really is complimented, but he doesn't know he's really telling him, I'm not going to eat from it because it's asr upon me, just like the chalis toida is asr until the Zrika Saddam. That's the pshat according to Ravid. Ah, such a beautiful pshat back in the Gemara. Take out the vav, make it into lichalin, like the chalas. Now the next case is lachulin lechalin loy oichaloch mutter. What does all of this mean? So the Ram conveniently says, wait till the next shikol Gemara. We're gonna deal with it momentarily. Look, the next shikol Ram lachul loy oichaloch mutter bein bidvav mit alachulin bein beloyvav, which means vachalin vachalis toida osi shapik kemoishen efarish besamach. We're gonna see immediately. Okay. So now we finished the brisa and we started the brisa again. Reishamani remeir he lechoyda. The beginning of the brisa must go contra meir to less the mechlalav ato shemeya hen. Why do I have to say that the reisha goes a contra meir? Like we said before, because if a person says chulin ha chulin ki chulin sheloy oy chaloch, that means that what I will not eat from you should be ashtik chulin. Which means, but what I will eat from you should be a shtik carbon. Oh, it's a shtik carbon, it's awesome. Yeah, so why does it say mutter? It says mutter because it's going to a meir. Did you don't home mechalab at shmeihem? Saigit. Aim a sefer. Let's continue on the sefer. Now this is the final case in the sefer, which the Ran says we'll see in a moment. What's the final case? La chulin loy oy chaloch mutter. Now let's think for a moment, how do these words work? Let's put aside Remeir for a moment, because Remeir doesn't hold against Mechalav. If you would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you're saying La Chulin, which means not for Chulin, Loi Oichalach. What I will not eat from you will not be Chulin. But what I will eat from you will be Chulin. Is a Chmutr. So what's the problem? So, L'choyre, even according to Remeir, that would work, because the only Mechalav at Shmeihen is we don't want to create Isurim as a result of Mimchalav Atishmehen. But here, as a result of the double negative, it's mutter. So, on the surface, it's okay. I'm saying, Lachun li oichaloch, what I will not eat from you will not be chulen, but what I will eat from you will be chulen. Good, mutter, wonderful, beautiful. So what's the problem? The problem is, Vatanan, that I have another Mishnah. And this is the Mishnah which we're going to learn in Mi'etz Hashem, not tomorrow, but in Shabbos Kodesh. What does it say in the Mishnah? La korbin loy oichaloch. La korbin loy oichaloch remeir oiser. The kashlon halesli mechla lava tishmehen. What's the problem? So let's think about this. He says about this apple, or this piece of meat, or this piece of bread, la korbin, which means lechoyra, loy la korbin, loy oichaloch. What I will not eat from you should not be a korbin. And therefore what I will eat from you will be a carbon. And that's why it's Osir. Zeyagit. But the problem is it's Remeir Oiser. And Remeir holds you don't hold Mechlalava to Shmeihen. And that's Gemara's Kasha. I don't understand the Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Gimel when a person says this apple, this piece of bread should be La Carbon Loy Oichaloch. La Carbon means what I'm not going to eat from you should not be a carbon. And therefore what I will eat from you should be a carbon. Remeir Oiser. Say again, but Kashulon, unless the Mechalav with the Shemayhen, it's like Shvein Remeir. The Omer of Abba, so Rabbi Abba said, I'm going to reinterpret these words. And I'm going to say, since it's going contra Meir, Sketach Nishle Tremeir, so I have to say, Nase Ka'oimer Lekorben Yehei, Lefichach Loi Oichalach. You have to put a pause. Don't say that this apple, this piece of bread, is Lekorben Loi Oichalach, but rather Lekorben. This should be for a full-fledged carbon. And now you have to take out the la. It's got to be l'chor le. The Ram talks about that as well. This l'carbon yehei, this apple, this piece of bread should be for a carbon. And therefore, loy oichaloch, I'm not going to eat it.
Should be a comma in there.
Exactly. A comma or maybe even a semicolon. Or maybe just two pauses, two breaths. It's like by the tkiah shofar, you got to take a breath in between the tkiah and shvur mitzriah. Here, take a breath. You go and say, l'carbon. Loy oichaloch. And therefore, that's why I'm not allowed to eat it even according to the mayor, because it's not a mechla lava de shmehen. I'm now.
It's a repetition.
It's a repetition, exactly, or it's an explanation. This should be carbon, and therefore, lefichach, loy oichaloch. Therefore, lefichach nachta chayom lehoidis lecha, and loy oichaloch, I'm not going to go and eat from it. Okay? So that pshat over there, according to Rabbi Abba, works in that Mishnah. So now, hachanami. So let's go back to our braisa. Our braisa has virtually identical words. Because what did our braisa say? It says, lachulin loy oichalach. Now, lachulin loy oichalach is lachur the same as lekarbin loy oichalach. Because lachulin means not for chulin. Loy oichalach are the identical words. So therefore, if you're saying lekarbin, loy oichalach means lekarbin yehei, stop, comma, semicolon, pause, loy oichalach, say the same things. Lachulin, stop, pause, semicolon, comma, what means lachulin, loy lachulin, but rather it's kachim, it's carbon. Oh, is lachulin, it should not be for chulin, it should be for carbon. Oh, and therefore leficha leoichalach. And that's why the Gemara couldn't ask on the Brice directly, it had to go and ask the Hotanan. Because the price on its own is kefarlach. Lachulin leoichalach. The reason why it's mutter is, it's not chulin, what I don't eat, and therefore will be chulin what I do eat, and it's mutter, so zayit. So what's the problem? The problem is that the virtually identical words, lachulin, which means lekarbin, leoichalach, remeis, it is aser. Because we say lekarbin yehei, lefichach leoichalach. Say the same thing. Lachulin means loy lachulin yehei, but rather karbin yehei, leoichalach. So, why over here does Ramey say Osir? Why in our Brice does he say Mutter, Lachor Yazir, Sharka Kashim?
We know that the other man of Ramey also? It's Ramey. Is Ramey
Osir
in here?
Look at the Mishnah. Vatanan, Lakorbin, Leoichalach. Who's it? What is it? Ramey Osir. And the top Brice is Ramey. How do I know it's top Brice in Ramey? Look at the third line of Agamar. Rei Shemani Ramey. Because it says,
mutter.
By the Chulin, Loi Oichalach, we said is mutter. That was the top Ran, right. Because the Chari actually go and say, if what Loi Oichalach, what I'm not going to eat from you is Chulin, therefore what I do eat from you should be Kodshim.
But because of Ramey and Lav Atashim Mehe.
And you don't hold.
You don't hold Lav Atashim Mehe.
Exactly.
Therefore it's mutter.
And right. Therefore that's Ramey. And therefore this Mishnah is Ramey. So I have to see Ramey mit Ramey. It was Tutukto. Say the same thing. Loi chulin lehave. La chulin means loi chulin, and therefore it's carbon. Leficha loi oichalach. Is it zeh shven a meir? Everything in my haytana sabel look at a meir bechada paligalei bechada. The top raisa which we attributed to a meir is not really a meir. It's another tana who holds like a meir in the dinim of. But he disagrees with Reb Meir in the Mishnah in the interpretation of Reb Abba when Reb Abba said La Karbin means Li Karbin stop comma semicolon pause La Karbin Yehei and therefore he can only push me that far. He can't push me, and I don't agree with that part. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Hi, Tana, the Tana of the top rice. He doesn't hold of that halacha. And that's why, in the top case of Chulin, Hachulin, Bachulin, he said, what's halacha? It's mutter. He doesn't say, what means bekarbon? That we said in the next Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel. That like carbon pause le'aychalach with the interpretation of Reb Abba Nasik Oimer la carbon yehei laficha. That I don't hold of. So therefore, it's not a seer remeir remeir. We have a new unnamed Tana that holds like remeir in one halacha, but he disagrees in the other halacha.
It's like the two traits in him. I leave it
to Rebbe Yehuda. It's similar, but there the Gemara is assuming that the two Talmidim that are arguing with what the Rebbe said.
Here is one person. So we're saying someone. This person could be consistent.
There could be another Reb Menashe. Reb Mordechai, Reb, give it any name you want, who was also learned a Tana at that time, unidentified in our Gemara, and he agreed to what a mayor said in one halacha, he disagreed in the second halacha. He didn't have to be a Talmud, he could, maybe he didn't even know a mayor, could be he lived in Australia, quite. Unlikely. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so that's how we enter the Kasha on the Brisa. Reb Ashi Omar, Reb Ashi says, I have a new pshat. Hodi Omar Lechulin, Vahod Omar Lachulin or loichulin to mashul levi chulin eliki carbon. What does Rav Ashi say? Rav Ashi says the whole kasha that you started off with at the end of the tap raisa was that since it says lachulin leoichalach, and therefore you said lachulin means loilachulin. Loilachulin means it's carbon. If it's carbon, then it's the same halacha of Reb Meir in the Mishnah that lekarbon leoichalach. Since lekarbon yehei, therefore leficach leoichalach. So here too, lachulin it's not chulin, but rather it's kachim, and therefore leoichalach. So why did it say mutter? It should be also. That was the worst kash. So he gave one teretz, haitana paligle bechada maske. The Rav Ashi is a much easier teretz. Our gemaras are not kipintled under the word under the lamed of lechulin loyoychalach, don't put a pasach. Go and put a shva. Lechulin loyoychalach, not lachulin. The whole problem that you had was that you thought it's lachulin. Therefore, lachulin is the equivalent. The
go back to shva.
Exactly, go back to shva, machaya. No problem. Lechulin, the hadi omar, lachulin. Now, the hadi omar, loy lechulin, there is no hadi omar. There's only one brisa. What Ravashi is saying is, don't say lachulin, say lichulin. So therefore, it's not really hadi amar, it's really Ravashi saying, don't say pasach, say shva. That's the Gemara says, v'hada amar loy lachulin. There is no other braisa that we're quoting. The only thing else that we quoted was the Mishnah, and there it doesn't say chulin, and there it says lekarbon. And therefore, the Ran tells us, lavdaf, he doesn't really mean the other. See, look at Ravashi, look at the Ran. Ran is about halfway down the middle wide lines, right? Ravashi Oma Hadi Oma Lechulin Hadi Oma Loi Lechulin Kaloima Kula Braisa Ramei. You don't have to find this unnamed, unidentified, anonymous Tana. It's all Ramei. Vadik Yutani Seifa Lechulin Yoychalach Mutter Ma'idi Oma Lechulin Bishvot Achas Alame Nishka Pasach Mitashvot Hilkach Lekal Meimer Loychulin Kamar. You can't say Loychulin and therefore a carbon. Na, Tomei Lechulin.
That's the problem
with
the Mishnah, then he goes straight
into
this connection.
No, this was with
the
Shva
and this was
with
the Patach.
Exactly.
Our Mishnah says that premise was that we're making the switch for a reason.
For sure, it's consistent. What the Ran and the Mishnah said was that Lechulin is Lachulin, and if it's Lachulin, it's Loichulin. But now the Ran says, according to Ravashi, this Braisa is not talking about Lachulin, it's talking about Lechulin.
No problem with the Mishnah.
No problem. This is Lechulin, this is Lachulin. It's two different things. Lachulin means Loichulin. It says now the Ran. Now Hadam, skip two lines. Hadi Omar Lachulin, Kloima bepasach alamid. May the Omar Ravashi, Hadi Omar Lavdafka, Tola Braisi. After all, there is no second Lachulin. It's only said Lichulin of this Braisa. What's the Hadi Omar? Lavdafka. El Hachikoma. Had the boys Lemitza, Umadamis Lola Hachdi Lekarbin Leoichaloch. That you wanted to go and equate it and make a parallel between the Mishnah of La Carbon and to this Brisa when he says Lachulin Kushya Kaamris. You're right, Kosha Omer, Lachulin Balamid Pesucha. It will be a Lamed Mitah Pasach, 100% right. However, we're not talking about with a Pasach, we're talking about Mitah Shva. If you're talking about Mishva, there is no similarity, there is no parallel between Lachulin Le'oichaloch and Le Carbon Le'oichaloch, because it doesn't say Lachulin, it says Lichulin. Therefore, it's nothing to do one with the other. So that's the tense of Bashi. Bashi on the Yom Lichulin, Yom Loi Lichulin, to Mashi Loi Lichulin, Eliki Carbon. We'll stop over here, boys. I'm going to continue tomorrow.